living a movie, not living by rules. It's just a movie, don't lose your cool. Yo, welcome to another Spoiled Movie Review. I'm your host, Rod, on the Blackout Test Premium Network. As always, Spoiled Movie Reviews are for people who've seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, or just don't give a fuck about spoilers because we spoil shit. Today, I'm joined by a very special guest and friend of the podcast, my man Sterling from the Gaming and Then Some podcast. What's going on, Sterling?
Nothing much, man. Just sitting back, just doing a bunch of work for the site and talking about Brick Mansions.
That's what's up, man. I mean, I'm glad that somebody else sat through this movie other than just me. So
I had to, man.
So I have someone to vent with and, you know, relate to. Like I said, for people that are new to Spoiled Movie Reviews, we pretty much talk about the movie entirely and we spoil everything. Like the fact that Damian Collier, aka Paul Walker, his father was set up the whole time.
Yeah.
He was never a bad guy. He was never killed by the RZA. Okay,
he didn't even make it into the building. He just got shot on the steps.
Yeah. This movie Brick Mansions is directed by Camille Delamar, who you guys might know from Sucking as a director. That Last Call, Leora's Chomp were the only things that they've done, and of course Transporter 4 is the next thing that they plan on doing. This movie reminds me a lot of District B-13, I believe is the name of it.
I think that's where it came from.
Yeah, so it's very similar. It's a spiritual successor, I guess you would call it. But I've seen Parkour now, so not as cool. The storyline is an undercover Detroit cop navigates a dangerous neighborhood that's surrounded by a containment wall with the help of an ex-con in order to bring down a crime lord and his plot to devastate the entire city. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Walker is unbelievable as a cop. It stars Paul Walker as Damian Collier. It stars David Bell as Lino and the RZA as Tremaine Alexander, kingpin of the ghetto. A guy named Gouchy Boy as...
I hated that nigga so much.
As K2, which it's like, what?
Like, I expected to get a real thespian name. It's like Gouchy Boy. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, how do you get that on IMDb?
Right. And the fact that the guy in District B-13, the guy who plays Lino, his name was Leto in District B-13. Yeah. Like, just so many lazy choices for this movie. But, you know, we do a pretty simple movie review here. We talk about what we liked about the movie, what we didn't like about the movie, and then we give it a rating from 0 to 5 on the More Epic Than Love Jones scale. 0 being you know, man, fuck you, and 5 being the fuck you waiting for, go see this shit. So I guess we'll start first with what you liked about the movie. Sterling, what did you like about this movie?
Like, first off, Paul Walker, like, he's been my dude since I was, like, a young kid from the first Fast and Furious. So, like, that was, like, I'm not even gonna lie, that was the whole reason I went to go see this movie. Between that and the synchronized backflip in the original trailer, I was sold, cause fuck it. The action was decent, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't great, definitely after just seeing The Raid 2, but, it was good enough. And that's really it. Like, there wasn't too much more that you could like about this movie.
Yeah, me personally, I liked some of the impossible white man elements of the movie. You know, there's a ton of backflips, some buddy cop jokes. There's just unlimited spawning black men as villains in this movie. I liked Aisha Issa as Razor. The bad black female bad guy that was apparently a lesbian rapist. She was scary, but also in a fun way, you know. That was really about it, man. It really was not a lot to like in this film, unfortunately. So let's talk about what we didn't like. Sterling, I'll start with you, man. Name something you didn't like about the movie.
All right. This movie really wasn't that realistic, and I usually don't go for action movies to be that realistic. But like, Paul Walker got in like 2 or 3 like high speed car chases and then crashed them and lived, just walked out the fucking car. Like, very, I don't understand. Like,
that was that, very like, ironic. It was like three of them. Yeah. Like, he got in 3 90-mile-per-hour car crashes without even a scratch. And I was just like, man, maybe this movie killed him.
Yeah, like, after the first one, I think it was like when he did the van and jumped it. I was like, oh, that's kind of odd. And then there was like one more with the Mustang and then another. I'm like, dude, seriously? Like, you just thought you could do this shit in real life after this movie or something? Because you can't.
And the car crashes, the car chases make no sense because pretty much the entire movie takes place in about a 3-block radius. So it's like, why do you need a car chase basically up the street and down the corner?
It's basically like Mario Kart. They're just doing laps and shit.
and the villains' cars make zero sense. Like, they're like, okay, we're going on a car chase. Everyone gets in the car. And at one point they cut back and there's like a pickup truck with a turret on it. Straight out of Mad Max. And you're like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. That would not be allowed anywhere in America.
Pretty much, except for, you know, this brick mansions area, which is like, I guess, what is it? I'm trying to think of a word, but like when you're just not part of America anymore, but still in America, like the same shit Texas been wanting to do. Like, how the fuck did that happen? Like, nobody cares anymore.
They've been annexed. You know, it's funny too, because the movie tries to have some deeper plot points about, you know, the 99% and what America does to the poor and gentrification and all this shit. But it just falls so flat because it's so goddamn unbelievable. They pretty much just have 3 white dudes in the beginning in suits who are supposed to represent the white man. And they're like, we want to build up, some residential and commercial districts right here in this area of Detroit. And they're like, well, that's where the brick mansions are and that's where the poor people live. And they just all kind of have that, like, so we're the white man. We're going to get them out of there.
It felt like a fucking blaxploitation. Like, they're just menacing white men looking over everything. Like, we're just going, like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
It was so, like, the only thing I really liked were like the 2 main actors, Paul Walker and the dude that played Leland. They weren't bad. But everybody around them just drugged this whole movie down into like the ditch.
Yeah, it was so sad, man, because, you know, Paul Walker already can't act and they just surrounded him with more people that can't act. And some of the plot was so stupid. Like, the bad guys that were supposed to be menacing were Tremaine, played by the RZA, who's a whole nother level of bad in this. And, this other bad guy, I can't remember his name, but he always plays like a Arabian bad guy. And they both kill the wrong people.
Yeah. Like it don't make no damn sense, yo.
Like, they both are like, his name's Carlo Rota. And they're both like, we're being infiltrated. Someone's telling information. And they kill like a regular henchman. RZA kills a man for smiling. And this guy kills a guy.
Yeah, he have no ideas or something. Like, he didn't have an idea to do anything, like, off the cuff when nobody else had ideas, so he just kills him.
Yeah, you got ideas? Like, I can't understand what you're saying. Everyone in this movie has an accent for it to be from Detroit. There's, like, French accents and, like, Jamaican accents and shit. But the RZA is just simply the most unintelligible person on the screen.
Yeah, that nigga got an extra chromosome or something. Like, I don't understand how he keeps getting roles, but he doesn't get any, like, speech therapy or Rosetta Stone or Duolingo or some shit. Because, like, every scene is just, like, every time he was on the screen, it just kind of made me viscerally angry that I had to see this nigga. And then he really topped it off by saying casuals everything around me out of nowhere, and I lost my shit.
Yeah, yeah, he hit him with that wall for him, cash rule everything around me. Know what I'm saying? I'm like,
he might as well just looked in the fucking, in the camera and shit. Like,
he did everything. He did everything but look in the camera and wink. Like, it was so stupid. The role of Catalina Dennis played, Lola, just such a pointless role. It's really just, can we get a hot Latina chick in a schoolgirl dress, to play?
Yeah.
Like, to just be hot, because it, like, nothing about her role makes any sense.
It doesn't. She was helpless and supposed to be badass at the same time. Like, she was helpless, and then they, like, tied her up, and then she could get out of that shit and do everything to, you know, get away, and then gets tied up again, and she's helpless again. Like, I don't know, chains make her lose her powers or some shit.
It's also that horrible cliche that writers do, that where they're like, we're not gonna have a helpless damsel in distress, but we are going to have her be kidnapped and treated like a helpless damsel in distress. So essentially what they do is, instead of just have her be scared, they make her talk shit back to the bad guys. And that never makes sense to me in a movie.
Yeah. Like, the one scene where, she's with Razor, and, they're upstairs by themselves. She gets like that meat hook or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how she wasn't free at that moment. Like, she scratches her instead of like impaling her. And yeah. Then just looks at it after she does it. Like, none of this shit makes sense.
She gets kidnapped from her job, where no one apparently does anything to stop her or call the police. Runs out the back door, gets knocked the fuck out, thrown into the trunk, and there's a gratuitous panty shot. Like, there's a lot of gratuitous panty shots in this movie, even though it's PG-13, so you're not gonna see any titties. But they show her getting knocked out, but then when she comes to and they parade her through this aisle of criminals, and the criminals are like, you know, trying to feel on her and shit, she just turns around and starts talking shit to the one guy who's the main bad guy who's trying to be nice to her. And I was like, this doesn't seem realistic.
It didn't make any sense. Like, especially with the whole premise of like, Detroit is great now because brick mansions where all the crime is, and then crime happens in front of everybody and it's okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, there's even the idea of Detroit, where we all know it takes an hour for the cops to get anywhere, where suddenly gentrification is going to fix the city, just didn't make sense. It felt like this movie was made 10 years ago, before people knew Detroit was how bad it was, and they just put it out now because Paul Walker died.
Yeah, that is exactly what it feels like. It probably was one of those things. Like, I remember when they did that, after, Jennifer Lawrence blew up after the Hunger Games, like three movies came out in like a couple months, and they were all like from her like years ago, but they never released them. So they probably like were sitting on this movie for a while, and they just dropped it because he died.
Cause Paul Walker is a special type of terrible in this movie. It's like, I've never been robbed by a dead man before, but that dude owes me $5. And he was acting so, like, phoning it in so bad, and like, the plot was so terrible, like, hey, you're gonna be the prettiest, cleanest white boy cop to ever go undercover and infiltrate all the bad guys, and it's just like, that would never work, you know?
Yeah.
And then at one point, they, like, anyone that knows anything about undercover operations, it literally takes years sometimes for people to infiltrate gangs. They were like, you have 12 hours to infiltrate the baddest gang in the city. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay, I got this. Like, even in the beginning when it was with the one dude that like got thrown out the car window that went into the police precinct.
Yes.
Like, he seemed like to be like a low-level guy. Like, he was somebody's bodyguard or something. And then, like, the main boss, like, I need you to take something in the brick mansion. He's like, I'll do it. And then everything was just okay.
Right.
He was like, now the right-hand man. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was so simple, man. Like, the people who wrote this had no idea how crime worked or anything. Speaking of, crime, it was a crime what RZA did to words in this movie. He was really the worst I've ever seen him, and I've seen him in a lot of terrible shit, but this is probably him at his worst. And he's trying so hard to be like a smooth criminal. And he just comes off like a guy who learned how to read yesterday.
Yeah. Like, he seems like a black dude that really liked The Social Network and wanted to be Jesse Eisenberg's character, but just couldn't pull it off. Like,
yeah.
It was bad, dog. Like, I've seen a lot of Rizzo shit. I just watched The Protector 2, where he's horrible in, and he was still worse in this movie.
Yeah, it's like, because there's two things about this movie people don't know. One, the RZA, who has a ton of lines, he's barely in the trailer, but a ton of lines. When he's first like introduces a character, he says that his mother's Jamaican and he's making her curry goat recipe. So there's a scene where he tries a Jamaican accent.
He does it like,
yeah. And it's so bad. I was like, it actually went to the next scene before I was like, wait a minute. Was that his Jamaican accent? Like,
it's not there again. It just disappears. And then it comes back like 90 minutes later. Like, what the fuck?
Right. When you cut to the next scene, it's gone. He's not even doing a Jamaican accent anymore. It was just that one scene. And it's really, pathetic, man. It was really, terrible. Speaking of terrible, the guy who plays Gouchy Boy, the guy who plays K2, special kind of terrible. He's like a bootleg Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand why the nigga was there at all.
Yeah. And it felt a lot like when, it felt like in the movie, Black Dynamite, when they have the bad guy in the beginning and it's like, there's an undercover guy and he's infiltrating the gang and they're like, who is the snitch? And one of the guys is a classically trained thespian actor and he shouldn't even be in one of these blaxploitation films. That's mm-hmm. how Gouchy Boy feels to me. Gouchy Boy feels like a dude that's gone to college. He's probably like studied Shakespeare and now he's playing Thug Number 7 in fucking Brick Mansions. And it always comes off to me like a nigga that just should be like working a desk job at, you know, a Fortune 500 company, not this shit.
He seems like, I don't know, he's probably like one of the niggas in like one of those tertiary Wu-Tang clans that nobody cares about. That's how he got the shit or something.
Yeah.
Cause I don't think he's ever acted before, ever. Like, he's just a rapper that had like one mixtape and really was like, y'all like that shit. Now I mean, bong bong, I gotta put you in a movie. And like, he got in this shit. Like, I don't understand any of it.
I went and looked up his IMDb. He has 56 credits.
Nigga, what?
Yeah. And listen to these movies, man. Cause it's like, what? Are you serious? Highlander. The Final Dimension, he was in that. He was Hustler Number 2. he's played a bouncer and jail guards in many movies. Never Too Late, Twist of Fate, he was a jail guard. Windsor Protocol, Miami Bouncer. Whiskers, he was a museum guard. he was a bouncer in Get Rich or Die Trying. It's like he specializes in just being a fucking big ass nigga, yo.
Yo, he's cornered the market, man.
All he do is be big. He's like, well, would you like to try out for a part? What part are you looking for? I'm looking for the part of club bouncer. Okay, go ahead. And he just stands there with his eye, with shades on and no smile. They're like, you got it. You got the goddamn part.
He's fucking brilliant.
Max Payne. He was in Max Payne. He played a doorman. Gangster Exchange, you play Head Bouncer. Oh, you're moving on up. Head Bouncer. And,
That's a promotion.
TV series Blue Mountain State, he played Huge Guy. You can't make this shit up, man. Yeah, man. So, apparently, you got that to look forward to, guys, if you saw this movie or if you see this movie. But, so he was a special kind of terrible. The plot, Jesus Christ. It's the simplest plot. You figure it out literally 3 minutes into the movie and there's no twist. Like, I kept expecting there to be some kind of like crazy twist at the end, but they were just going to blow up the brick mansions. That was it.
Yep. That was it. They didn't even try.
And then also the plot was the dumbest shit in the world because basically, if Paul Walker doesn't get there, like, they're depending on Paul Walker to infiltrate this gang, to arm this missile, this bomb, and blow up the brick mansions. Keep in mind, they could, it's already on an automatic timer. They could just blow up the brick mansions anytime they want. You know, like they don't need, like they made it more ridiculous by having him possibly put in a, you know, put in a code. Yeah. And they make the code the zip code, which is the most like ridiculous, like plot point.
Why
ever.
Did it take so long for Paul Walker to understand what was happening? Like three people told him, like, nigga, it's a setup. The code to blow the shit up is our fucking zip code. He's like, I don't believe this shit. Like,
yeah. Coincidence. Now he's going to fight all these people. In all fairness, I wouldn't have believed the RZA either, but once his boy Lino start telling him it's a setup, come on, man, you got to listen. Yeah. And then the last scene is so patently, offensively stupid. Where they drive down to the good part of Detroit and like 70 thugs with guns storm City Hall and confront the mayor in his office. They get it on recorded and broadcast on the news, the mayor's confession that he was going to blow up the brick mansions with a bomb. And then everyone leaves and that's okay.
Yeah. Like, I was expecting, like, the cops to rush in after him. There'd be a big shootout. They just ran in the building and then took the elevator up. Like,
yeah.
I don't, like, how the fuck, like, 70 niggas rush the building, 2 niggas go up an elevator, and nobody warns the mayor, like, lock your door.
Right. And then, like, they, and not to mention, okay, so they get it on tape. The news camera records it. Cut to the next scene. The RZA, Tremaine Alexander, is running for mayor.
Nigga, like, if I'm not mistaken, he wins too. Like, how the fuck?
He's the number one criminal in the city.
He's now the number one candidate. Like, what, man?
Yeah.
And they didn't even try to explain it. They're like, yep, he mayor now. This was happening. He for the people.
Right. You guys obviously get it, right? Like, it's really disgusting, man. It's one of the, and like, I was gonna do an Impossible White Man review of this, but it's so bad, I don't even wanna, like, I wouldn't even tell you to watch it. Like, the Impossible White Man couldn't save it.
Yeah, there's not enough redeeming Impossible White Man shit in it to make this, like, an enjoyable watch if you like Impossible White Man shit. Like, it's just bad.
Yeah, like, I will say it does seem like, Paul Walker did a lot of his own stunts. Now that might be a function of not having a budget, or maybe he just wasn't that big a name when he did this, but it seems like he does a lot of his own stunts. Cause like the fight in slow motion and shit, his like, they zoom in on his face and shit. And you're like, I guess he punched that dude for real. You know,
yeah.
Like, he must not have been a big enough star to be like, all right, have my stunt double come in and handle this for me. All right.
Yeah, this had to be before like Fast Five or some shit. Like back when he was just in a series that nobody cared about.
It had to be, man, because I'm looking at these stunts like, wow, nigga, you could have hurt your knee. Like, you know, like even Vin Diesel. Yeah, The Rock and Vin Diesel don't even do that shit. Like, and those motherfuckers are cock diesel, and they're like, yeah, man, go get my stunt double. I'm not jumping 3 feet off of this wooden platform. Sorry.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not getting hurt, dog. I got other shit to do. I'm Hercules.
Another thing that bothered me about this movie is the convenient bad guys have a gun only when they want to have, when we need them to have a gun, but then they have weapons the other time when, like, if the hero don't have a gun, the bad guys don't have a gun. If, and like, that was, it felt like a video game almost, where the video game is like, okay, this part, we just want you to work on your fighting. So we're going to have Batman show up and everybody's unarmed, but they got like, knives and sticks. But then like later when you get your, you know, disarming power, it's like, now everybody got a gun.
Yep, it was so, I don't know, man. Like, because in the beginning, like, everybody was having Desert Eagles and AKs and fucking M4s and shit, and then out of nowhere, it's just bats.
Yeah.
A bunch of bats. But they're in the same place.
Right. And it's, like, not one dude just, like, you know what, I think I'm gonna take my gun with me. Just in case, guys. No, we're just bringing crowbars. I'm gonna bring the shotty. I'm just gonna bring the shotty just to see if we need it, man. And lastly, man, the biggest plot hole in this entire movie, the RZA is unintelligible, so there's pretty much no way the henchmen would ever know what orders to follow.
Yeah, seriously. They had to just be guessing.
Right.
Like, I think he wants us to do this.
Like, there's
like, he probably didn't even say hook the missile up to the bomb. to shoot it into Detroit. He probably said some other shit, like make a couple phone calls, but they thought that's what he meant.
And like, they conveniently dismiss anything that's stupid. Like, there's a part where they're like, where Paul Walker's like, where did you get a fucking, gun? I mean, where'd you get a missile? And he's just like, you gotta be prepared in the hood or some shit. It's like, nigga, that don't make sense.
How?
Right. It still don't make sense, dude.
You answer the question, like, how did you get shit that's only on a military base, my nigga? You can't go on eBay and buy that. Like, what the fuck?
It was just like, careful, everything around me. Everybody was like, oh, okay, then, RZA, I guess so. I will say there's a lot of unintentional comedy, in this joint, like RZA talking. Like, I was laughing several times at, like, there's, like, because he has a lot of monologues in this. Whose idea that shit was, I don't know. But he has a ton of, like, you know, my mother was raising me to, my mother would, he said something like, my mother would be ashamed if she found out how much pepper I was putting in her curved goat recipe. I was like, what, nigga? Anybody got any more bright ideas?
By the second time the Jamaican accent came back, I was just laughing my ass off, man. Like, I don't understand how he does it. Like, he must have, like, a dossier on all the fucked up shit people have done in Hollywood to keep getting these roles. Because there's no way that this shit will be allowed by anybody else, but he just keeps coming back.
Yeah, dude. When he's, like, talking about his, he's like, you want some of my Del Car? I was like, what? They cut to the next scene. I'm like, oh, messing up his damn car. Okay. Okay, I get it. Yeah, and you know, the people that are corrupt in this movie are just ridiculous. And there's a part where Lino kills a corrupt police officer by essentially breaking his neck in a jail cell, and they literally have him back on the streets in 6 hours.
Yeah,
he's a murderer.
Like, I don't. Yeah, what they do, like, they transported him, and then, like, they put Paul Walker inside the thing with him, right?
Right.
To get him free. But, like, you're a cop killer, and it's on, like, you're just in a regular transport with two cops. Like, you know.
And they figure out that he's obviously, that Paul Walker is a cop, so, like, he doesn't really need to trust him. Paul Walker also throws two dudes out in the middle of the highway.
In a drop. Yeah, and, like, that shit's okay.
Right, that's fine. But yeah, so it's like, they didn't even need to go undercover. They could have just talked to him and been like, man, we just need your help. This is what's going on to break mansions. Cause that's essentially what happens with Paul Walker eventually. But it's just really weird because he still killed that dude. Like, like it would have been like, okay, we stopped the bomb. We got the mayor. About that murder, we need you to come downtown and like talk to some people because we have it on tape that you killed this corrupt official. So all right, man, that's about all the terrible shit that happened in this movie. Let's go ahead and rate this bad boy from 0 to 5 on the More Epic Than Love Jones scale. What would you give this, Sterling?
See, when I originally reviewed this, I gave it a 3. Mm-hmm. Just because it was like 80 minutes long, and I appreciated that it knew to be short.
Mm.
But I got to knock it down to a 2. Like, it just got worse and worse and worse now I'm thinking about it.
All right, a 2 is Netflix. So you guys get to stay on Netflix maybe when it's streaming even, so you don't have to leave your house or go to the mailbox. Me personally, I'm going to give it a 1. Save your money. TNT will have it soon. There's no nudity in this. There's not really any cursing. And the violence is very PG-13. So you don't really need to, see it like, you know, like watching it on TNT won't hurt, you know? And it's worth watching for the comedy of it because it's so comically bad. But, I personally I spent $5 and I was ashamed of that. And when I walked out, there was a dude asleep. He was asleep, dude. Like, the credits were rolling, and it was like, rest in peace, Paul Walker. And I was like, this is terrible. That dude was knocked out. So, but yeah, man, thank you, Sterling, so much for being on the Spoiled Movie Reviews. Tell them where to check you out, man.
Sure. Facebook.com/GatsPod. You can find us there. Search Gaming and Then Some on iTunes and Stitcher. And, of course, GatsPod.com for all your game, tech, comic book news, stuff like that. That's GATSPOD.
All right, man. Make sure you guys do that. Running an excellent show over there. And we'll be back, the Blackout Tips Premium Network. Just make sure you guys, you know, check us out. We have a ton of shows. And we'll be back soon with another sport movie review. So until then, peace.
Get your act together. My life's a movie. I leave you in an act forever.
My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie. My life's like a movie.